Shabbat shalom, y'all.
So thank you for joining us. We're the Cohens, and we're currently in the DFW area, which only those locals might know what DFW stands for.
But I'll tell you, it means Dallas-Fort Worth. That's what it means.
Fort Worth. And I don't have the twang down yet, being a Bostonian by birth, but I've lost a lot of my Boston accent, I think. Don't you think?
She still packs her car.
I don't say packs her car anymore, but
yeah, sort of.
We're glad you're here, and we're glad to know where you're listening from.
Yeah, so
put it in the chat box.
Yeah, chat with us, and whether you're seeing us on Facebook, or if you're on YouTube, or if you're on Periscope or Twitter, wherever you are, chat with us. And when you chat, tell us where you are, because we just like to know. You know,
we just like to know. So while he's doing that, we thank you for being here every Friday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. Invite a friend, because in the end times, you know, all nations are going to come together as one united Israel, and that would be you, and that would be us.
That would be true.
And we know that the Messiah is coming to Jerusalem, so this is like a rehearsal dinner. You know, when you get married, well, most people, at least in this country, they have a rehearsal dinner first before the real ceremony. So this is the rehearsal dinner. And why do we practice singing in Hebrew? Because Hebrew is the mother tongue, and we shall all be speaking in one language.
And it's not just the mother tongue. It is Loshon Kadosh. It's the holy tongue.
Yes.
It's the language with which God spoke and the world was created.
Yes, so we're practicing.
Yes, we are. So now we're going to practice is we're going to say this blessing before we blow the shofar.
Okay.
And so here it is, darling.
Oh, okay.
Sound the great shofar for our freedom and raise a banner to gather our exiles and unite us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, O Lord, who gathers the scattered of his people. Amen, amen,
amen,
amen, amen. And now, let's blow that shofar.
Blow that shofar. Woo! And we see that Ellie Masson is in the house.
Shalom,
and,
Ellie. Shabbat shalom.
I don't know if I'm saying your name right. It could be Elle.
No, it's probably Ellie.
It's Ellie.
Probably
so. Ellie's in the house. So I thank you, Ellie, for being here listening. And if you have your Siddur, you can go ahead and get that. If you don't have a hard copy Siddur, you can get one online at www.messianicliturgy.com. But you don't need it. Why is that, Rabbi?
Because it's right here. On whatever you're watching us on, the liturgy is right here. But you know what we're going to do before we get into the liturgy?
I think we're going to pray.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Avinu Hamishamayim, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Mika. Father in heaven, holy, holy, holy is your name. Lord, thank you for giving us this opportunity to celebrate your Sabbath, a remembrance of our creation and a remembrance of the Exodus. And so, Lord God, just anoint this time. Anoint Devorah and I as we lead this service tonight. Anoint Devorah as she teaches this evening, and anoint the technology to keep working perfectly. We love you, Lord, and we bless you, and we thank you. And we know that everything you've begun, you're able to complete. B'shem Yeshua Mishakenu. Amen.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom, Rabbi David, from Beaumont, Texas.
Welcome, Rabbi.
And now, Deborah, what are you going to talk about tonight?
I'm going to talk about the levels of praise and worship.
Still?
Yes, it's ongoing, because that is what we want to be doing 24/7.
That's true.
You know, I was talking to some people this week. I'm interviewing for a fitness career with an organization called Revelation Wellness. And so they interviewed me this week to find out if I was a qualified candidate. And I spoke with some nice lady named Ashley in Florida. And she started talking to me and she said, oh my word, something along the lines, you talk about God. I'm like, well, how about that? Isn't that what you do when you love somebody?
You just talk about them, huh?
There you go. Not just on Sunday or Saturday,
but every day,
24/7.
That's right.
So anybody that knows me knows
I love the Lord,
and I know you do too. That's why you're here.
That's why you're here. That's right.
Yes. So, praising and worshiping, if you missed last week because the rabbi wasn't here, I can't quiz you. So, anyway, you can look in the podcast.
I'll watch it later.
So, last week we talked about defining worship as a relationship with God, which we were just talking about, face to face. And this means that we must remove sin from our lives if we desire a closer walk with God, because the definition of sin is absence of God.
Right.
Okay? The Torah clearly defines what sin is, but if you are listening and you are a Christian that only reads the New Testament, I discussed last week from this Bible source what sin is from the Brit Chadasha, the New Testament, because some Christians don't read the Torah, so they don't know what sin is. So last week's episode, I discussed what sin is from the New Testament. So there's no excuses now, people. Okay? So I encourage you to listen to the previous episodes, which can be found on iTunes, Podbean.com, or Podomatic.
It's all there.
And the name of my podcast is
When I'm 64.
And now let us continue with tonight's teaching on the intimacy of worship and how sin hinders our relationship and our walk with the Creator. And by the way, you know, if you use that text talking, you talk and your phone does the texting thing, it doesn't seem to recognize the word sin when I say it. It spells it S-E-N-N or S-E-N-E. So in case you don't know what I'm saying because of my Boston accent, I'm saying sin, S-I-N, okay? And what is sin, Rabbi?
It is anything that prevents you from... It's disobedience, basically. In a word, sin is disobedience.
Yeah. And what does God say? If you love me, you will what?
Keep my commandments.
You are right, Rabbi. And of course, you know I'm messing with him because he knows everything, right?
Okay. No, I don't.
Okay.
No,
so
I don't.
Humble spirit and a contrite heart. Yes. So Psalm 51, that's what tonight's teaching is about. And who can tell me what who the author is? Let's look in the chat box. I know you know. Write in the chat box if you know who wrote Psalm 51. You know, I'll give you a minute or two. And is there anything you wanted to say while the clock is ticking?
Not me.
Not
I'm just,
you?
I happen to know, but I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Because that
wouldn't
be fair. And Rabbi David Stone probably knows who wrote Psalm 51.
Yes.
And Ellie may know. And, you know, I mean, and gosh, it says Deborah Cohen's watching too. I bet she knows. But then. You wrote the text. You got your notes.
Yeah.
Here, let me see what it says here. What?
I'm going to read it.
Okay,
so this is about Psalm 51. Sin keeps us from being in God's presence. Now, the author, King David, was a man after God's own heart because of his willingness to repent after Nathan brought his transgression to light. Okay.
Rabbi David just added a wonderful comment that's worthy of interruption.
An acronym, I see.
Yes, an acronym. SIN, S-I-N, is an acronym for Stop It Now.
I like it. I like it. Can we borrow it?
Todah.
Yes.
Rabbi David.
Yes, King David. Yes, King David.
All right.
And so, yes, that's Stop It Now.
That's what sin is.
Sin.
Yeah.
Stop It Now.
All right,
I like
let's
that.
Get back to the text.
Okay. So in 2 Samuel 12, we see the story where Adonai sent the prophet Nathan to King David. Okay? Got the picture in your mind? You got to have the picture in your mind. And Nathan came to him and said to David the story.
Yeah.
There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own food and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was to him as a daughter. This is what the scripture says. And there came a traveler to this rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd, but took the poor man's lamb and killed it to prepare it for his guest. And when David heard this, his anger was greatly lit against the man, and he said to prophet Nathan, "As God lives, the man that has done this thing shall surely die." And in verse 7, the prophet Nathan said to David, "You are the man." You are the man.
You're the man.
You're the man.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how David felt when he heard those words? Oh, my word. None of us are guiltless, though. For the Bible says all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. When we are confronted with sin in our lives, it is often by the voice of another, whether it be a friend, a foe, or your spouse. We still have a decision to make, just as King David did.
Right.
Shall we choose life or death? That is the question.
Amen.
It's not to be or not to be. The question is,
shall I live or shall I die?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Life or death?
Shabbat shalom, Lindsay.
Yes, Shabbat shalom. Thank you for coming, Lindsay. And let us know how the sound is tonight, because you were the one that was nice enough to let us know how distorted the audio was. All right, for sin is death and repentance brings life.
Amen.
Instead of getting defensive when confronted with sin in your life, you know, somebody says, you know, it depends on your tone. You know, sometimes I get a little bit pointed with my, you know, you're very gentle. You kind of do the prophet thing where you give me a story.
Right.
Whereas I just like, you know, people from Boston are direct. Hey, you did this. You call them out, right? Wouldn't it be better to admit that you're wrong, though, and to say you're sorry to our Heavenly Father?
Amen.
Who is faithful to forgive you? He's faithful, people. For in forgiveness, which brings life, it renews our relationship with our Father. And that is what we are all looking for, whether we want to admit it or not. There is a void that's built in and designed within each one of us that only can be filled by God Himself.
Amen.
He made us this way, but we try or have tried to fill that void with everything except Him. And that is sin, which separates us from God.
Right.
So let us join together on this broadcast and read together Psalm 51, which was King David's original words of repentance that he spoke to God when Nathan the prophet confronted David with his sin. Let us believe that God hears our prayers and will forgive us if we truly turn away from sin. So before we read this together, and I hope you can see it, if you don't see it on your screen, because we have Psalm 51 on the screen, then get your Bible, which I'm sure you have handy, and turn to Psalm 51. And all of us have fallen short and can improve, because the Bible says from glory to glory, we are changed into the image of God. So there's always something we can let go of. So
Amen. Do
a search of your soul right now and then speak these words together. For the chief musician,
a psalm by David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, God,
according to your loving kindness. You can say it, yes.
Okay. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. Cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, my sin is constantly before me. Against you and you only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in your sight, that you may be proved right when you speak, and justified when you judge.
Behold,
I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Don't throw me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. Sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Lord, open my lips. My mouth shall declare your praise. For you don't delight in sacrifice or else I would give it. You have no pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do well in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Yerushalayim. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then they will offer bulls on your altar. Amen, amen, and amen. Let me tell you all about this, all right?
Yes.
I mean, I know and you know that Yeshua is our final sacrifice, right?
Yes.
And he's the sacrifice for sin, right?
Right.
And there is no more sin offering.
Right.
However, the sin offering is only one of five different types of offerings. So when the temple is rebuilt, and when there is a place to make sacrifices, we will be making sacrifices, not a sin offering. Even if you're a believer, I think. If you're not a believer, then don't make a sin offering. But there's other offerings that you bring to the Lord, and the place to do it is in Jerusalem.
Yes, amen. So we look forward to the day.
Bamet.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, let
That's
it be. Right. So thank you for praying that psalm. And wouldn't it be wonderful to memorize that psalm and speak it to the Lord with a humble and contrite heart?
Amen.
So now, let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
That's right. So no matter how your voice sounds, it doesn't matter. It says noise. It's just
noise.
But be joyful in it. That's all he wants to know.
Ashleite mi metaleh, aholi metoag Adonai. Ashleite mi metaleh, aholi metoag Adonai. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. They have their walk in his path. Ashleite mi metaleh, aholi metoag Adonai. Ashleite mi metaleh, aholi metoag Adonai. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Halachot were directed to keep your chukim. Then shall I not be ashamed when I look into your mitzvot? Ashleite mi metaleh, aholi metoag Adonai. Ashleite mi metaleh, aholi. I will allel you with tzedakah of lel. When I shall have learned your tzaddik.